This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Because what we do is say, I'm going to be their intercessor. And your child somehow needs to find out, by accident or directly, that you are the number one intercessor for them in their life. Maybe nobody else is praying for you, but I am. Maybe nobody else cares about what happens to you, but I care enough to be your daily intercessor. The other thought I wanted to bring up with that is that years ago, I thought that I could be the amateur Holy Spirit for people. You know what that means? Where you try to guide people, and I know what you should do, and I know which college you should go to, and I know what you should do with your life. And then it dawned on me one day, who told you you know all that stuff? Who gave you that authority? Who gave you that ability? And I realized I don't. I can't be the Holy Spirit for people. Only the Holy Spirit of God can be the Holy Spirit of God for people, including you and including me. We are not to lord it over people, Jesus said, but you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. The one who rules like the one who serves. Jesus was telling us, in my opinion, that the highest office in the body of Christ is servant. The highest office in the body of Christ is not minister, it is not elder, it's not deacon, Bible school teacher, youth sponsor. The highest office in the body of Christ is to be a servant, and most people don't know that. I think I've told this story before, but I want to tell it again anyway. If you've heard it, it won't hurt you to hear it again. A good story carries its own weight. When I was a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky years ago, the senior minister told me one day, he said, Randy, we're going to take a trip, and you and I are going to visit the minister of what at the time was the largest church in America, or one of the top five churches in America. And, you know, we got to drive some distance to go to it, and I want you to plan that day to go with me. So I was in my early 20s. We went. We met this minister and went to lunch with him. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. He was bragging about his power and control over this congregation of maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people at the time. And he told this anecdotal story that left me speechless because I was really impressed at the time. Underline at the time. He said he was bragging to us about this board meeting he had where a young deacon spoke up and said, Pastor, I just want to tell you that I disagree with you about this issue and I want to speak up, you know, in opposition to what you're saying. And this minister looked at the senior minister and myself and looked at us and said, you know what I told him? I said, son, you were not put on this board to disagree with me. You were put on this board to agree with me. And at the time, when I'm in my early 20s, I'm thinking, wow, what leadership. What skill. You know what I say now? What arrogance. What arrogance. What presumptuousness. What pride. P-R-I-D is what I call it. It's a total violation of what we just read, where you're not to lord it over people. Jesus said, you are not to be like that. If Jesus says, here's some behavior, you're not to be like that. I'm a Bible scholar enough to say, I'm not to be like that. I'll take that at its face value. Instead, we are to be like a servant. Well, this is a powerful, impactful message from Luke 22. It had a powerful impact on me. I hope it does you. Our message will continue tomorrow on CrossHope. Hope you do know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you hear on CrossHope. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.